الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا بيوننا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. 6.5 years ago, I met a woman who I never dreamt I will interact with on a personal basis. Allah accepted us to be in the service of a foreign Jamaat. We traveled with them and stayed at her place, a comfy apartment in the heart of Johannesburg town. She treated us as if there was no tomorrow. She even served us chips and bologna for breakfast on a Sunday morning. After leaving her place, I never really thought we'd meet again, but Allah works in mysterious ways. 4 years later, I was shocked to meet her at my home. Yes, she was looking for a prospective daughter-in-law. 6 months later, I married her son, and today I am writing this story. She hails from the coast. Her parents were among the forerunners in the work of Dawah. Haji Baipadia and her father were basically shadows, traveling far and wide to spread deen. Away from home for lengthy periods of time, Mummy's sacrifices in life started at an early age. At 16, her parents left her one-month-old sister in her care. They were going abroad to spread deen. Mummy stopped wearing high-heeled shoes, fearing she would drop her sister. Whatever money she received, she saved to buy something for her sister. She and her younger sister ran the home for 8 months, overseeing their siblings. Years later, she came to Johannesburg in Jamaat. Little did she know, she would marry in the same house. Yes, history does repeat itself. The older generation really had their share of duk, suk, and Mummy's story was no different. She is an amazingly soft-hearted woman who has an outstanding character. No matter what the situation, she resorted to silence and turning to Allah. Today, she is the proud mother of 4 children. 3 of her 4 children were born while her husband was in Allah's path, serving deen. That too she endured. As the years passed by and her kids grew up, her son left the shorelines to study deen. Her daughter is today an alima and currently serving deen by teaching. Her 2 other children are actively involved in the efforts of tabligh. On her son's return, he married. Tragically, a few years later, the marriage ended. She is separated from the first set of 2 grandchildren. This too, she is enduring. Later on, he remarried. You can only imagine the joy when she knew Allah is blessing her with grandchildren. Twins again. You're probably wondering, now what? Well, I'm going to tell you. After a difficult pregnancy and a tiresome labor, Allah blessed her with 2 grandsons. 10 days later, one passes away. 3 months later, the second twin comes home from hospital, a very special child. He is 8 years old today, and the joy of her heart, this too she endures. Years later, her husband's business closed down, and this is when Mummy's industrialized kitchen began. Previously, she sold achar. Mummy cooked initially from home, supplying the businessmen in and around the area with wholesome lunch, freshly prepared. Hurdles in the form of an accident resulted in head injuries, but that didn't deter her. This too, she endured. Later, her sons ventured into a takeaway business, and Mummy worked tirelessly, helping to establish the business. To date, among other tasks, she cooks the delightful Friday meal for the business and takes additional orders for lunches and boardroom meetings from home. Using this income, she has married 3 of her children. Despite this very hectic schedule, she is actively involved in deen. She never misses a talim in the area, nor is her clinic day allowed to coincide with the talim day. No matter what the hour, no person entering our home is allowed to leave without partaking of a meal. No Jamaat is ever left without being well entertained. If need be, Mummy herself cooks 2 meals to feed Allah's guests. I used to think she has a secret passageway for food. Now I know it comes with loads of hard work. My mother always said, hard work never killed anyone. My reply would always be, I'm not taking any chances. Regardless of all the challenges life has dealt her, Mommy always displays a smiling countenance and turns continuously to Allah. Being 60 comes with aches and pains, yet she never complains and sees to the needs of her husband, mother, 7 grandchildren and the customers. I know I have not done justice to her sacrifices, but it's a small way of saying, Mommy, you always go the extra mile. It is my hope that Allah will go the extra mile in rewarding you. Jazakallah, your loving daughter-in-law.
وحدا منك يسري نم صغيري نم بحجري نم هنيئا أنت عمري خبريني كيف ناديت الحمامة في حناني كي أنا
Assalamu alaikum. Today I've sent in a tribute to a woman of wonder who has given many people inspiration by her many attributes of courage and kindness despite many obstacles. I write this in the capacity of a niece to my aunt, but to everyone, her husband, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, she is greatly admired and loved. Her selfless life of serving others began very early when her own mother became very ill. My aunt had just began her married life, but every morning she would go to her mother's house, look after her siblings and take care of them until the night. With all her responsibilities, she still managed to maintain a flourishing home industry by making pastries, etc. As Allah always tests those whom He loves, she suffered many setbacks, but it never stopped her. Rather, it spurred her on to do even more. She had 2 knee replacements, suffered a heart attack, fell and broke her wrist, which resulted in a very painful recovery process. Recently, she has had much trouble with her eyes and has very restricted vision. Despite all of these, if any family member falls ill before we can even start our day's food arrives for us, and throughout any ordeal, she remains in the forefront of help and assistance to everyone. Our family gatherings are incomplete without her, as she adorns them with graciousness and affection. Her age is now approaching 72, and notwithstanding all of this, she still copes with her business, and on her busy times, makes 80 to 100 kilos of burfi at one time, all from within her home. This is all done with a smile, always thanking Allah and acknowledging His favors, and never complaining about her sometimes difficult days when her health is not very good. We still make dua to Allah to grant her many more years of good health, bless her in this world and the next, and continue to be a woman of wonder for all of us. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum. I have so much to say about the woman of wonder in my life that 600 words will not do justice. I can't even fathom where to begin. This woman is my mother-in-law. Yes, I know. In today's times, we really hear of daughter-in-laws praising their mum-in-laws without having any reservations. But to me and to all who know her, this woman is phenomenal. Let me tell you the story of Ma that goes back over 70 years. Born in the early 1930s, she was one of 14 siblings. She married at a tender age of 13 and never anticipated the type of life she would lead. Life in general was far from easy back then. Tragedy struck and Ma lost her husband a month after giving birth to her seventh child. Having to raise these seven children and supporting them by herself proved even more difficult. Not once did she complain nor take any charity. She worked hard and persevered instead, but it was no walk in the park. There were days when she did not have enough food to feed them, but gave them whatever little she had. At times she used oil from the achar to prepare the food, going hungry herself, but lying to the children that she had eaten already. She worked tirelessly to support her family by selling fetkuk in the Alexandra township, where they lived. Her sons and neighborhood boys like Mulana Daya used to come and help her to package them. This successful fetkuk business saw the children through school and beyond. With the help of Allah, her hard work paid off and the children were all grown up. Ma went on to marry again, and Allah had blessed her with two more sons, one of which is my husband. They took residence in Marlborough Gardens. Both parents ran a takeaway in Alexandra Township. This demanded hard work, something which Ma was quite accustomed to. Their rosy depended on the shop, and at a stage during the township riots, they had to sleep at the shop in order to receive the bread at 4 a.m. The sacrifices made by her for her family were commendable. On one fateful day, at the age of 52, tragedy struck again and Ma was diagnosed with a brain tumor. This traumatizing event had put much strain on the family. Having to live in nappies and learn to walk again was no easy feat, but with the help of Allah and the support of her sons and daughters, Ma recovered with time, but she is still on medication for life. Tragedy struck at regular intervals, but none more devastating than the loss of her eldest son through leukemia. My mother-in-law witnessed the loss of her parents, her spouse, a child, son-in-laws, brothers and sisters, grandchildren, as well as great-grandchildren. She tells us lots of stories about her past, and you cannot help but tear each time you hear them. We will never be able to comprehend the extent of her hardships, how she made sabr, or how she even survived them. This woman has a heart of gold. She has been through a lot in her life, but the joy she emanates when you meet her is unsurpassable. She does not have much, but she will give you everything. Ma is a warm and kind person, and she has a keen sense of humor. She is simple and down to earth, and she has good words for whomever she meets. Ma does not even know what a holiday is. She does not leave her home unless it is to visit the ill or attend the funeral of a very close family member. In fact, she has never left this country. She chooses to be active, live simply, and be content with whatever Allah has provided her. Her wardrobe consists of a few samiras, overalls and slippers, despite all the fabrics and clothing provided by her children. She has never worn makeup or jewelry in her life, but she is the most beautiful woman I know. Even though she is 77 years old now and a bit frail, she still continues to work daily. I have never seen a more hard-working woman than Ma. She is well known from the days of Alexandra Township and is specially attributed for her hard work and kind virtues. It was not until a few years ago that Ma stopped selling fetkuk. In fact, this fetkuk even built the room that my husband and I once lived in. Ma still wakes up at 5 a.m. to receive the bread delivery, but this time for a little spaza shop she runs from home. She has her good days and her bad days. Sometimes she is not well, mainly because of old age, and partly because of the effects of the medication. But then too, you will never see her in bed or laying down due to this. She insists that she cannot just sit or lay down and do nothing. It will make her more ill, and that she needs to be active and about. She still looks after grandchildren and still cooks. She's always in the kitchen. In fact, the kitchen is her lounge. Her door is always open to one and all. Despite her old age, Ma likes to keep abreast with what's happening in the world. She still reads the newspaper. She keeps herself busy by mending and doing household chores. She loves to try out new recipes and believes that you are never too old to learn. At this age, she can still put up a packed pot of biryani to feed an army. It is 7 years now that we no longer live with her, but Ma still sends us curry khichdi every Wednesday, dal and rice every Friday, and moong or sugar beans every Monday. Rain or shine, the pots come like clockwork, even though we already have our own pots cooking. The fidni she sends every day in Ramadan is even more refreshing. The list goes on, but this is just the indication of the extent of her generosity. Having five daughters-in-law, Maya knows the playing field well. I have always had a good relationship with her, and I have learnt a lot from her. Her strength and always forgiving nature sets her above the rest. Maya is the magnet that holds our family together. She is a one-in-a-million gem, a backbone for some and a pillar of strength for others. She has touched our lives in so many ways that we shudder at the thought of her leaving this world. Her grandchildren adore her, and she is the apple of our eye. We admire her, she gives us hope, she inspires, and she loves unconditionally. Maya does not have a fancy house or a huge bank balance, but she does have a big heart and a world of people who love her. The investments she has made in the Akhirah through her kindness and generosity will undoubtedly earn her the highest stages in Jannah. That is my dua for her, inshallah, ameen. A mother to 9 children, a grandmother to 39, and a great-grandmother to 33, I salute this woman of wonder. She leaves a footprint in the heart of one and all who know her. Ma, as we all know her, Dadi to some, Nani to others, but also known as Titi. She is Khadija Hafiji from Marlborough Garden. And my message to Muslim daughter-in-law is to nurture your mother-in-law as if she were your own mother. Each one of these women has been on a journey and has a story to tell. Her past may be similar or worse than my story. Give her a helping hand or simply lend an ear. Enjoy building a relationship with her. Love her unconditionally, and it will be reciprocated. It is she who gave birth to the man you call your husband, so respect her and treasure her. Remember, O sister, that she is his Jannah and he is your Jannah. So guard your Jannah, it is easier than you think. Take your mother-in-law's du'as to ensure your success. Alas, she leaves this world and your doors of du'a would be closed. Assalamu alaikum.
خبريني